brothers and sisters, I say once again, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's finally here. We've been waiting quite a while for the season of Advent to get to Christmas, this beautiful day. And I think I've been preaching about this a lot during Advent. I think we kind of rush into Christmas, such that by the time we get to Christmas, we're kind of over it. We're kind of done with it. Hold on strong. Christmas is a season. Hold on to it. One of the things that I love about Christmas is that depending on which Mass you go to, you get very different readings. So the Mass that was celebrated just a few hours ago, completely different readings. We got a long list of names. We got a genealogy that went on forever. So you just missed it. I'm very sorry. But today, at Mass during the night, we read the really famous version of the story of our Lord's Nativity. And it focuses on this strange juxtaposition of things. Incredible power and incredible humility. I love studying history. It's one of my favorite things. And a lot of historical figures try to situate themselves in history and try to say something significant about themselves. And we'll kind of push around historical events to make themselves seem more cosmically important. I'm reading a book about Napoleon right now. It's a gigantic book, very dry. I'm trying to read more history and less, like, novels and stuff. It's been a challenge. Please pray for me. I'm trying to learn. But it's just a gigantic book about Napoleon. And he's a really fascinating guy. And one of my favorite... I don't recommend Napoleon as a role model, by the way. But one of my favorite things about this book is every now and again, the author will stop and say, this thing that I just described Napoleon doing, that's why nowadays this. Like the presumption of innocence in European courts of law, that was Napoleon. That was his idea. Okay, he didn't come up with that, but he wrote it in the law for the first time, and it kind of stuck around. So that's why that exists. And I love that element of history, that there are reverberations of these events. That historical events, things that happened in the past, have effect on today. And today, Christmas, we celebrate one of the most important historical events ever. The birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first two readings actually begin with what the consequences will be. One of my favorite images in sacred scripture from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Every boot that is tramped in battle, and every cloak rolled in blood will be burned. That the instruments of war, the soldier's boots and officer's cloak, there'll be no need for it anymore because of something. Because of something the Lord is about to do. The Lord is about to send his only begotten Son into the world to live among us in the flesh. The shepherds who were keeping watch in the night, in one of the darkest nights of the year, in the middle of winter, had angels appear to them and proclaim to them that something incredible was happening, that the promises of the Lord that were made in history during the time of Isaiah, over 700 years beforehand, were finally being fulfilled, that the Lord is going to do that thing that he promised he would do. The thing that the consequence of which would be peace and wonder and joy and merriment. And they are to go and look for this child of promise. And how will they know that this is the promised one, this is the Messiah, this is their Savior? Well, something spectacular about him, he'll be born in a barn. The shepherds probably looked at each other and said, I was born in a barn. This time, in this place, that's nothing spectacular. Remember a few years ago, this just came to mind, like a few minutes before Mass. Maybe I shouldn't include things in my homily that I just thought of a few minutes before Mass. Remember a few years ago when the English royal family, they had a child. I'm not British, I don't remember the kid's name. But they had a new child born into the royal line. And on top of Buckingham Palace, they fired cannons at the moment he was born. one was firing cannons for our Lord Jesus Christ at the moment of his birth. Now, he wasn't born in the seat of power of a great kingdom. He was born in the middle of nowhere to a family that was too poor to afford room in an inn. And he was laid not in a crib because they didn't have one. He was laid in a feeding trough. But the consequence of that child being born in a barn in the middle of nowhere on one of the darkest nights of the year, being laid on the crib in a feeding trough, being wrapped in an RO piece of cloth, was that every move that's trapped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood will no longer have a use. Our Lord Jesus Christ has truly come in the flesh, God with us, salvation of the Lord, Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Prince of Peace. This feast of Christmas is the celebration of one of the most historical events in the history of the world, and one of the most important historical events that will ever happen. The other most important historical event would be the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of that same man. And the most important historical event that will ever happen in the future will be his coming again in glory at the end of history itself. All time, all history, every event flows toward him and flows out of him, the most consequential baby in the history of the world. That's what we come to celebrate here at Christmas. Recognize a real historical event. Something that really happened. A poor child born in secret, far from home. The echoes of that event reverberate to the present day and will forever. Brothers and sisters, know that because of that child, because of his birth, we have no need for these weapons of war. We have no need for enmity. We have need only of him, finding joy in his presence among us. For he has come to put enmity to death by his birth. He has come to put death to death by his rising again. He has come to bring us to himself and offer us everlasting joy with our Heavenly Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Let us be joyful in this time of Christmas, celebrating the birth of our Savior.